Chapter 10. The lantern was on the table. The shutter was open. The iron safe was open. Dr. Grimsby Roylott sat in the chair. He had Turkish slippers on his feet and wore a long grey dressing gown. His eyes looked at the corner of the ceiling. He had a yellow band with brown speckles around his forehead.
"The band," Sherlock whispered.
I took a step forward. The band started moving.
"It's a swamp adder," Sherlock said. "It's the deadliest snake in India. You die 10 seconds after it bites you. We need to put the adder back in the safe. Then we need to take Miss Stoner to the inn. We'll call the police and tell them about this."
Sherlock took the dog lead, put it around the snake. He threw the snake in the safe and shut the door. We told Helen everything. She was very upset. She took a train to her aunt's house the next day. We said to the police, "It was an accident. The doctor had a dangerous pet." We went back to London. Sherlock said,
"I was wrong, Watson. I made up my mind before I knew all the facts. That is very dangerous."
The gypsies were not the band. The air vent and the fake bell rope were the key. The snake came down through the air vent and climbed down the fake bell rope.
"So a snake," I said.
"Yes, its poison kills quickly and you can't test it. The coroner missed the puncture marks," Sherlock said.
Then there was the whistle. The doctor trained the snake. He dropped the snake through the air vent.
"The milk was for the snake," added Sherlock.
"The snake was in the room with us?" I asked Sherlock.
"Yes, I heard it and lit the candle," Sherlock said.
"The steam sound," I said.
"Yes, it attacked when I lit the candle. I used my cane to drive it off," said Sherlock.
"It went back through the air vent," I said.
"Yes, and attacked its master. The cane made it angry. Dr. Roylott is dead because we are here."
"I'm not sorry," Sherlock said.
"No, I'm not sorry either," I said.
"Miss Stoner is safe at her aunt's house," he said.
"Yes, and she can get married," I said.
"With £750 a year," Sherlock smiled.